Dear Rabbi Lev, I heard once the following question being asked. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that Ches and Tesh B'Teves were terrible days because the Yevonim attempted to translate the Torah into Yevonis in the time of Talmei HaMelech. Yet on the other hand, we find that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they were commanded to set up stones in which the Torah was to be inscribed into 70 languages. Moreover, from the Pasuk Yaft Elokim Lietes, Chazal derived that the Sefer Torah can be written in the Greek alphabet. Apparently, the above sources seem to view Greek translation as positive. I heard the following answer. There's nothing wrong in translation as long as you never forget there's a Makor. If you translate in order to understand the Makor better, that's perfectly okay. But if you translate to replace the Makor and make the translation as Iker, that's not acceptable. That's exactly what the Yevonim wanted. With their translation, they wanted to replace the Makor and make believe that the Makor is extinguished and replaced by their version. However, when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to translate so that all of Klal Yisrael would understand and live up through its translation inscribed to the parameters and guidelines that the Torah set up. Is that distinction true as well with respect to the translation of Rabbi Hirsch and Mendelssohn? They both translated, yet there was a major difference between them. Hirsch translated Makara people of Judaism and get them back to the Makor. Hirsch never wanted to replace the Makor, whereas Mendelssohn wanted to replace the Makor through his translations and therefore create his own version. I would appreciate if the Rav approves with the above. Targum is a numerical value, tardema, sleep. Translation in its own is useless. It's only useful if it enhances the Makor, just as sleep is useful only for function. Anonymous from New York. Now, the idea is a interesting idea. First of all, the Torah was translated by Talmi HaMelech and the 70 Zakenim that he gathered for that purpose on Ches Teves. Tes Teves was the day that Ezra HaSofer died, and Asar B'Teves obviously is the fast for the siege of Yerushalayim. The truth is that the Chassam Sofer says that the day they translated the Torah into Greek was as difficult as the day that they served the eagle and the luchos were broken. And he explains that on the luchos were all the hints of Torah Shebaal Peh. When you translate the Torah, you can only translate it with one meaning. And yet the Torah has many, many facets and many, many meanings and many, many hints to be understood on many, many levels. A translation can only capture one of those. So if the translation hints to the fact that this is only a translation with only a partial view of what the Torah really is, and gives a person to understand that the Torah is much broader than this, than just this one narrow translation, then that would be a good tool to use. If the translation purports to be the only parameter of Torah that exists, and this could be what the Greeks wanted, then that is prohibited. The fact that they translated the Torah into 70 languages was not that people should be able to learn the Torah, but to know what it was. The nations of the world should know what it was, or the Klal Yisrael should be able to see it from 70 different perspectives, even from the 70 different languages, and understand that there's a lot more to be learned or whatever. So that didn't defeat this purpose either. Also, the fact that you can write a Sefer Torah, which doesn't apply today. It only applied when classical Greek was used as a world language, says the Rambam. But that doesn't mean you could write the Torah in Greek words. Just you could write the Hebrew in Greek letters. As in English letters, writing Bereshis, B-E-R-E-S-H-I-S. That was what was okay. To use Greek characters to write the Hebrew Torah. Even that limits a lot of the drushas because a lot of them are based on the configuration of the letters. Still, a Sefer Torah is kosher with the Greek letters because it doesn't limit the different drushas or whatever that are made on the actual words itself, and one can always check back and see what those letters correspond to in the Hebrew alphabet. But it's not a translation, it was just a transliteration.